advisory panel. They're recommending that the Mentor Corporation be allowed to market its silicone gel breast implants. However, CNN Radio's Christy Feig says women who get the implants would first have to sign a consent form acknowledging that they're aware of the health risk posed by the implants.
The implants can cause pain and other local complications, and they can break and require new operations to replace them. Implant makers also say today's silicone implants are more durable than the older versions, that the gel is stickier and less likely to migrate if it does leak out of the implant.
Today's vote only a recommendation. The FDA will make the final decision. He's not being called a suspect, but a registered sex offender is being interviewed by police investigating the case of a missing Florida girl. 13-year-old Sarah Lundy disappeared from her home in Ruskin, Florida, early Sunday. Federal health officials still trying to track down thousands of shipments of a deadly flu strain. The samples accidentally sent to labs around the world. Health experts say the strains need to be destroyed to make sure they don't spark a pandemic. This is CNN Radio News.
Fact. Omega-3s are important for a healthy heart, mind, and joints. Fact. The fish that are the richest source of omega-3s are often contaminated with mercury and other toxins. Fact. TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 supplement can match. Fact. If you want to be sure it's pure, get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
Hello, you're on the air with the insurance doctor.
Hi, Doc. I'm dealing with multiple...
Multiple personalities?
No, multiple websites. I'm just trying to get car insurance quotes.
You might go to Progressive.com. They'll give you the Progressive Direct Rate and, in most cases, the rates of their top competitors. All on one website.
Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com. Think easier. Think Progressive. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
Some good news on the health front. Some of the 20 million Americans suffering from asthma may not need to take medication every day. CNN Radio's Rachel Lee has the story.
People with mild asthma who take medication only during an asthma attack may do just as well as those who take a pill or use inhaled steroids daily. That could save American patients about $2 billion on medication a year. A study found patients who took medication daily had the same number of severe asthma attacks and changes in lung function and reported similar quality of life as those who used inhalers only when an asthma attack occurred. Rachel Lee, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
White House officials say they're staying in close contact with the family of an Indiana man who's believed to have been taken hostage in Iraq. Newly released video appears to show an American contractor who was abducted Monday while he was working on a water treatment plant near Baghdad. This is news from CNN Radio. Pilgrims from around the world are filing past the grave of Pope John Paul on this, the first day his tomb was open to the public. Gail Sorkin came all the way from Philadelphia for what turned out to be a very quick look.
They didn't really give you very much opportunity to stop. They keep you going, and they want you to be very quiet in there. There were some people crying, some people praying. Some people had left flowers and money as tributes.
People began lining up this morning 3 hours before the grottos were reopened. And the governor of Wisconsin, not too happy about the publicity his state has been getting over a public advisory committee's proposal to legalize cat killing. Governor Jim Doyle says everyone is laughing at the idea. But he says he thinks everyone recognizes that the idea's not going anywhere. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
You know, there's this weird mixture of self-defeatism and self-righteousness that comes in liberal packages. You know, it's like, you know, hey man, this is what's right, but I don't know how we're going to get it done. You know, I mean, it's like, dude, it makes so much sense, but there's just no way to, you know, facilitate it. So, I don't know. Do you want to get something to eat?
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The mic, 92.1.
The moment she sees you, she gets excited. She jumps into your lap. She licks your face. She jumps down and runs off, barking. She wants you to chase her. She doesn't know you can't play like you used to, because she doesn't know you're paralyzed. If you had only been wearing your seatbelt when that truck came out of nowhere, you wouldn't be stuck in that wheelchair. And this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted. And you'd be rolling around on the floor by now. So buckle up, because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Mike Malloy, winner of the 2005 Best Talk Show Air Award on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. How are you doing tonight? Hope your day was as pleasant as mine. Huh? We put in the garden today and put some plants out and blew all the pollen off the back porch. Spring in Atlanta. 3 hours of fun and frivolity tonight, Truth Seekers. Uncle Mike's Story Corner is coming up. Plus, we know you've been missing your simple Scotty McClellan fix, right? We have some of him tonight, so to speak. Talk about your trifectas. Huh? Uncle Mike's Story Corner, Simple Scotty. What else? What's the third thing, Kathy? Oh, the three things in Simple Scotty. Oh, never mind. You got to hear Simple Scotty admit, here they come, that one, Bush has no plan to solve the fabricated Social Security crisis. Two, Bush still has plans to drill up the pristine Alaskan wilderness. And three, Bush still supports the grand theft criminal Tom DeLay. And they wonder why the poll numbers are dropping, right? All right. Couple of items here. First, an update. When was it? Earlier this week, last week, we talked about in Arizona. There was a bill that had been passed by the Republican-controlled House and Senate and was heading to the governor's office. She's a Democrat. A bill to let pharmacists refuse to provide medications ordered by a doctor in that state if the pharmacist felt that the prescription interfered with his or her religious beliefs. For example, birth control pills or the so-called morning after pill. And of course, the horizon on that one is limitless. Supposing someone wants to buy condoms. So it's just insane. But this is what Republicans do. Republicans as a group are insane. So Governor Janet Napolitano today vetoed the bill. She is an abortion rights supporter. She had said previously that she saw the idea as a way to deny legal drugs to consumers. Yada, yada. Now, according to the Arizona newspaper, the supporters of this bill. Now this is how language has been so corrupted. Language has become nothing more than a prostitute of the Republican pimps who have put language to work for them. The Republican supporters of this bill, the pimps, expressed disappointment with the governor's veto. They called it civil rights legislation for healthcare professionals, right? Janet Napolitano, according to the pimps in the Arizona House and Senate, those are the Republicans, said that Governor Napolitano vetoed a civil rights bill for healthcare professionals. Don't you just want, don't, oh God, I can't say it on the radio, but you know what I'm saying. And her veto could force these poor healthcare workers to contribute to the taking of an innocent life. Oh, Jesus, really? Oh, Governor Napolitano, you're toast. Ron Johnson, executive director of the Arizona Catholic Conference, said, "It is indeed troubling that religious discrimination," in reference to her veto, "is becoming an acceptable practice." Religious discrimination?
You see how the pimps work? They take language, turn it into a street whore, and then put it out on the corner and say, now, go make me some money. Go make me some money. I'm your pimp. Go, language. Turn some tricks. This is what these Republicans do. And frankly, I don't care if it's a Catholic Republican or a Mormon Republican or an atheist Republican or a gay Republican. I don't give a damn. This is what Republicans do. They have totally, completely, thoroughly pimped English. It's nothing more than a street whore. What else we got here? Our good friend Gene Lyons has a column. He writes for the you know who he writes for, Arkansas Post Gazette. Is it Post Gazette? He's also he wrote the book along with what's his name, Joe Connison, The Hunting of the President. A nice guy. In addition to being an excellent writer, just a nice guy. In his column published today, he wants to know if it strikes you as odd that persons calling themselves Christians are furious that the U.S. Supreme Court found executing juveniles unconstitutional. Yeah, well, it does. It does me, Gene. And he also asks, are you surprised to learn that people called conservatives would quote Joe Stalin? No, that doesn't surprise me. Joe, a totalitarian is a totalitarian, whether it is a religio-fascist or Joe Stalin or Adolf Hitler or whoever it is. You know, a totalitarian is a totalitarian is a totalitarian. Now, the fact that Stalin was a mass murderer on a grand scale, almost up there with Hitler, is immaterial. Of course, American conservatives would quote him. If it benefited them, sure. But he says, yeah, they quoted him. We mentioned this the other night, this Washington meeting held by something called the Judeo-Christian Council for Constitutional Restoration, right? These are the people who want to destroy America. They want to beat it to death. This group, they're all right-wingers, they're all Republicans, they are the Christian Reconstructionists. They're the people who own the voting machines, the hardware and the software. These are devils. These are devils straight out of the fiery pits of hell. And they call themselves the Judeo-Christian Council for Constitutional Restoration. And Gene mentions who is there. You know, Family Research Council, American Conservative Union, Catholics like Phyllis Schlafly, blah, blah, blah. Alan Keyes was there. Alabama's Judge Roy, Ten Commandments Moore was there. Tom DeLay was there. Yada, 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 yada. This is the conclave where DeLay made his most recent comment about purging the judiciary. And this is also the same topic where John Cronin, Cornyn from Texas, talking about violence against judges. These people are advocating violence against judges. They're advocating murder. They're advocating killing them. Now, they would never do it. They rely on a nutcase like Eric Rudolph to do the killing. But these right-wingers put out this rhetoric into the feeble brains of their followers. And one of them picks up a rifle or a bomb or a Molotov cocktail and goes and commits the murder that Tom DeLay or John Cornyn or the rest of these freaks advocate. Oh, they're very good at it. Get out on the street, language, and pimp for me. Or whore for me. I'm the pimp. Get out on the street, language, and whore for me. This is what they do. This is what these people do. But the real star of the show is a thug named Edwin Vieira, allegedly an expert in constitutional law. Now, according to Gene Lyons, this is where Vieira went after, and I read this in the Times, too. They went after Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, who was appointed by Ronald Reagan. Kennedy was the one that supplied the swing vote, the fifth vote, to give Bush the presidency in 2000, right? But you know what Kennedy's real crime is? He also wrote majority opinions declaring unconstitutional Texas anti-sodomy laws and forbidding the execution of juveniles. So immediately the Christians hate him because he's pro-queer and he's pro-juvenile murderer. Get out there on the street, language, and whore for me. I am your pimp. I am a Republican. So, Vieira said that Kennedy upheld, quote, Marxist, Leninist, satanic principles drawn from foreign law, end quote. This is what Vieira said. Kennedy, a Supreme Court justice, a conservative Supreme Court justice, who handed George W. Bush the presidency in 2000 and, by extension, 2004. This is what this pig, Vieira, says about the other pig who destroyed the Constitution of the United States, Anthony Kennedy. When pigs get together and start eating each other, it is not a pleasant thing to see or hear. So Vieira insisted that Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy upheld Marxist-Leninist satanic principles. And the solution to all this? Right after the break.
Mother Jones Magazine gives you the best investigative reporting and progressive opinion. Subscribe today at readmojo.com and get a full year for only $10. That's right, $10 for a year of this truly independent magazine. Mother Jones is run by a nonprofit, so we're free from the bias of corporate media. We dig deep to bring you the truth behind the spin. Mother Jones, the best in independent news at readmojo.com. Subscribe today at readmojo.com.
When you buy an 8-pound Oreck XL vacuum cleaner, you can breathe a lot easier. Hi, I'm David Oreck. My Oreck XL actually cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Our hypoallergenic filtration system traps airborne allergy-producing particles. Other vacuum cleaners actually spew dust back into the air. Call 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day home trial. You also get my canister vacuum free. Call 1-800-989-4200.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
The sky is falling. No, it doesn't have to be. That's not what we're saying. We're saying that the ice cap is melting. Now, that's just wacko talk to the righties out there. Man, you can't talk about this on the radio. I mean, we've been told for over a decade that we're just a bunch of whacked out lefties. Science doesn't matter. Physical evidence doesn't even matter.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Yeah, Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Dude, I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did this happen?
Well, look, time travel, it's hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, like, forever?
Yeah.
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gassing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, future Mark. Hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet slips off its axis every couple of hours. So there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff. Everything cracks off to something. A couple of species drop out. You get used to it. All right, see? There. It stopped.
All right, so, okay. So now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is, The stretch pants are very slimming. I'm just busting your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're married, but you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? Hey, you know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can say.
X, the Fury, the Funny. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's more of Mike Malloy.
So we're talking about a column Gene Lyons has in the Arkansas Post-Gazette. Is it Post-Gazette? Democrat Gazette? I don't know. You know who Gene Lyons is. But he's talking about how these right-wingers, under these phony names that they make up, Judeo-Christian Council for Constitutional Restoration, as if the Constitution has been stolen away in the night or something. Any thievery, any bastardization of the United States Constitution has been, is being, and will be perpetrated by right-wingers, by neo-Nazis, by Christo-fascists, by these phony Christians and these so-called Republicans. But what the Republicans do is, like I said, they turn language, English as spoken by Americans, into nothing but a street whore. And then they say to their street whore language, get out there and get me some money. Get out there and do it. I am your pimp. These guys pimp language, and these gals on the right, they pimp language just to a degree that would make any self-respecting pimp embarrassed. So, some thug named Edwin Vieira showed up at this conclave of all these right wingers, all these people that want to establish hardcore Leviticus based Christianity as the rule of law. Queers, you're dead. Doctors that perform surgery that they don't agree with, you're dead. Science teachers, you're dead. Black people, you're dead. Mexican people, you're dead. On and on and on. These people, you talk about a cult of death. The Christian Reconstruction movement makes the horrors of 2,000 years of Catholicism look like a visit to Disney World. The Christian Reconstruction movement is vile. If you were to sit down and think up the worst form of repressive, satanic, murderous, so-called government, it would be the Christian Reconstruction movement. It's horrifying. If you haven't checked it out, do a Google on it. Okay? So anyway, here's the guy there, Edwin Vieira, who doesn't like Justice Anthony Kennedy, even though Kennedy gave Bush Jr. two presidencies. And the reason he doesn't like Justice Kennedy is because Kennedy said it's against the U.S. Constitution to have a law in Texas that say consenting people can't sodomize each other if they feel like it. And Kennedy wrote the majority opinion that it's not right to execute children. Now, to these Christo-fascists, that was it. Kennedy just crossed the line. The solution to Kennedy? Well, Vieira insists that Kennedy, in these rulings, upheld Marxist-Leninist satanic principles drawn from foreign law. The solution, if not impeachment, Vieira said that his bottom-line solution for renegade judges was Stalin's... Well, here's Stalin's quote. No man, no problem. Vieira said Stalin had a slogan and it worked very well for him whenever he ran into difficulty. No man, no problem. Now, according to Gene Lyons, the audience didn't gasp when this guy said that. When he stands here and advocates a Stalinist contract murder on a United States Supreme Court justice. If I sat here and said this on the radio to, you know, from my own mind, tomorrow, tomorrow, there would be Secret Service crawling all over Air America Radio headquarters in New York and in my front yard. But these right-wing pigs can advocate murder of a United States Supreme Court justice and nothing happens. Vieira said it again when the audience laughed. No man, no problem. And then he said, this is not a structural problem we have. This is a problem of personnel. Jesus, God! Now, Dana Milbank, writing about this in the Washington Post, supplied the full Stalin quote, which, as Gene Lyons points out, is quite famous. Here it is. Death solves all problems. No man, no problem. Now, Lyons cuts this thug, Vieira, some slack. Lyons says, quoting Dana Milbank, Lyons says he speculated that Vieira couldn't possibly be urging the killing of Supreme Court justices. But he put the remark in the context of recent threats by DeLay, who said, Tom DeLay said, quote, the time will come for the men responsible for Terry Schiavo's death to answer for the behavior, end quote. Now, what does that mean? And Texas Senator John Cornyn, who said that unpopular judicial decisions could lead people to, quote, engage in violence. Now, let me tell you something, truth seeker. These people are advocating the murder of United States Supreme Court justices. And there is somebody out there, or more than one somebody, who listens to this. Who believes that Christ talks to them in one ear and DeLay talks to them in the other. Who believes that God comes into their kitchen every Sunday morning for tea. Who is armed, who is going to take up a weapon and start killing people. It happens all the time in this society. And who is responsible for it? The Republicans. Do you understand? They are advocating judicial murder.
Self-employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Costs payable at conclusion of case.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
We've done this kind of thing up here in my little town. We had Republicans in power, and we managed to change it over just by knocking on doors and informing people.
866-303-AAR0.
When the Republicans were in the minority, they had a never-say-die attitude, and we really have to demonstrate that. We showed in this past election that we could really bring the fight to them, and it's long about time that we stood up and took a page from their fight book.
We're listening.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
Six before the hour. Got an email from Lane. Mike, don't you just feel it in the air? Another attack on America is what they need. Ritter says we'll be bombing Iran by June. She's referring to Scott Ritter, former Marine UNSCOM inspector. Ritter says we'll be bombing Iran by June. Bush's polls are in the low 45% range. Negroponte is in charge of all dirty operations now. He's not just there to produce phony intelligence, as Randy Rhodes asserted today, but to foster, whatever that means, the coming next attack. I didn't used to be this way, Lane writes, but the new rationality is to never underestimate their boldness, their thirst for wealth, and their cruelty. If they could arrange or allow or whatever it is an attack now, they could silence all pesky dissent once and for all. A second attack would silence even Air America. We'd never know again what they were doing here, in Iran, Iraq, wherever. Negroponte is the linchpin for the move. Many say the delay was the sacrifice. Let all the Democrats expend their anger in emails and phone calls on him while Negroponte and Bolton slip in under the wire. Far more important than delay for the big geopolitical move that's coming in the second term. Even for Rove to say his goal is one-party domination in America is a distraction. It's really total world domination that they are after. I swear, Lane writes, I didn't used to be this way. Yeah, I was listening to Randy Rhodes today when she had Scott Ritter on, and it was a scary interview conversation that she had with Ritter. It's like living in a parallel universe set up to kind of mirror the real universe. The real universe being the one from which Scott Ritter was giving his report on Randy's program today about the plans of the United States and to a certain extent Israel, the plans to attack Iran. And I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, what is this a rerun of something Randy had on a couple of years ago? No, it was today, live. This is it. In June. Well, we'll find out, won't we? Now, as far as Negroponte is concerned, it looks like he is going to become the Director of National Intelligence. Senators of both parties seem likely, according to the Star here, to support Negroponte for National Intelligence Director. But Democrats, I'm going to get furious here in a moment, so let me just slow down. Deep breath. Okay, Democrats first want to highlight intelligence mistakes made before the Iraq War. In other words, okay, we're going to confirm your boy, we Democrats. But we want to underscore and highlight, we've got our yellow magic markers out, we want to highlight the intelligence failures, okay? That really matters worth a damn, doesn't it? Democratic Senator Carl Levin, and I like Senator Levin, I do, said he wants assurances that Negroponte would be an objective and independent leader of the 15 spy agencies he would oversee. Senator Levin, are you crazy? Are you insane? These SOBs will say anything, under oath, not under oath. Senator Levin, please, for God's sake. Levin said, now he's the ranking Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee. He said, quote, I am interested in mainly the massive intelligence failures of the intelligence community and whether or not he, Negroponte, is going to help correct and address the abysmal failures of accountability and responsibility there, end quote. Senator Levin, there were no intelligence failures. There was a failure of leadership in the executive branch from the top to the bottom. They are the ones who wrote the intelligence. They are the ones who suppressed the real intelligence. Come on, Senator Levin, don't, please, for God's sake, don't buy what the Commission on the Intelligence Failure came up with. Please don't buy their conclusions. The conclusions were lies. There was no intelligence failure. There was a failure, a complete failure, deliberate, cast in stone, absolutely planned, a failure of leadership in the executive branch. Our country was smashed on September 11, 2001 because of George Bush and Dick Cheney, not because of the CIA. Jesus! So there's Senator Levin. Interested in the massive intelligence failures. What the hell is wrong with these Democrats? Will somebody tell me? Jay Rockefeller lending his name to that report. What is wrong with you people? Well, You know, there's lots of answers to that question. There is no Democratic Party anymore. They have become the pet. The Democratic Party is now the pet of the Republican Party. They are worse than Republican light. Almost all of them. I'll pick a number out of the air. 98% of the Democratic politicos are cowards. They're crybabies, and they're not interested in leadership. And they are allowing the Republicans to take this country into the toilet. And I don't get it. I really don't. There was a time when people like Senator Levin... Jesus. There was a time when people like Senator Levin, being from the ass-kicking state like Michigan, you know, labor, organized labor, unions, struggle. When somebody like Carl Levin would say to a piece of human waste like Negroponte, get up from the table, boy, and get the hell out of my hearing room. Get out of here. Get out of here. You slime ball, you mass murderer. Get out of my hearing room. I remember a Carl Levin like that. Am I exaggerating? Sure, just a little bit. But I remember a Carl Levin who had backbone. I remember senators in the Democratic Party who had courage, who wouldn't tolerate this. I'm so old, I remember when the Democratic Party had principle. Morality. The Republicans have cut a deal with Satan. They are the parties of midnight. The party of midnight. Every single one of their leaders. Remind me of what were those? Remember in Lord of the Rings, those horsemen with those rags on them. What were they called? Nazgul. The Nazgul. That's what these Republicans remind me of. And the Democrats. Oh, I know the Democratic Party has had some crap. Lots of crap. But they were never like this, like these Republicans. Vicious, vile, driven by this Christian Reconstruction movement to destroy this country and turn it into the worst of theocracies. So there's my man Carl Evans looking for this liar, this mass killer, John Negroponte, to assure Levin that Negroponte would be an objective and independent leader? Oh, for Christ's sake! What? What is that? What kind of a statement is that, Carl? And then the Star says, Bush has trusted Negroponte with different assignments in the past. He was ambassador to the United Nations when U.S. relations with that body were on the decline during the approach to the Iraq invasion. And last year, Bush sent him to Iraq as ambassador during the height of the insurgency. Negroponte has held official posts in 8 countries, including ambassador to Honduras, Mexico, the Philippines. Every place he has gone, murder, torture, bombings, death, destruction, blood, gore, beheadings. This guy is a demon. For God's sake, how do you define a demon? I don't believe that religious nonsense, but borrowing from their perverted language, how do you define a demon, a devil? How do you define it? Someone who wreaks evil, someone who leaves a trail of evil in their path. Someone who stinks of evil and death and murder and torture. That's John Negroponte. And Carl Levin wants assurances. Senator Levin. So Negroponte, responding to questions from the Senate Intelligence Committee the other day, said, quote, I am not prepared to describe in detail exactly how I plan to carry out the job. Do you hear that? I am not prepared to describe in detail exactly how I plan to carry out the job. And Bill emailed me and says, I take that to mean that he does have a plan and that the U.S. public would not approve of it if they knew what it was. Hopefully, they would kick his ass out. On the other hand, look what happened to Bush. I am not prepared, Bill writes. What an arrogant blank, blank, blank. I can't say the word that Bill put in there. I mean, I could, but I am not prepared to describe in detail exactly how I plan to carry out the job. This to a Senate committee that ostensibly is there to confirm him as Director of National Intelligence. You know what's going to happen in this country when this guy is confirmed? Do you know what's going to happen? Just think about it. Think about it over the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
This tax week, Mother Jones Magazine reminds you who gets the big tax breaks under this administration. Corporations. In the April issue, Mother Jones brings you the behind-the-scenes story on the massive tax cut Bush didn't want you to know about. Last year, Bush quietly signed a $137 billion tax break, but it was only for corporations. This was one of the largest giveaways to industry in decades. General Electric got $1 billion in tax breaks. Four Texas companies got permission to set up offshore tax shelters and avoid taxes. Almost any company that could hire a lobbyist got some kind of kickback. Republican Senator John McCain said it was the worst example of special interest power he'd ever seen. Already corporate taxes are at their lowest in 20 years. But this administration keeps giving breaks to corporations and the wealthy. And the rest of us get stuck with a bill. Something to remember on April 15th. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Madison's progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The mic, 92.1.
Watching the final episodes of this season's West Wing on NBC has left me wondering why their presidential nominees have to be fictional characters. Unlike most real-life Republicans, their candidate on the show, played by Alan Alda, refuses to pander to religious conservatives and insists on the separation of church and state. Unlike many real-life Democrats, their candidate on the show, played by Jimmy Smits, offered revolutionary ideas for reform, refusing to pander to the polls. Einley Rayburn and I know it's just a show, but it doesn't have to be. Remember when Russ Feingold first ran for U.S. Senate? He put a contract with the people of Wisconsin on his garage door. He refused pay raises, large corporate out-of-state donations, and held town hall meetings in every Wisconsin county at least once every year. He's the only one to vote against the Patriot Act. He's fought for real campaign finance reform. He even alienated me and other progressives like me by voting against the assault weapons ban and by allowing our president carte blanche to pick his cabinet. Now the junior senator from Wisconsin is testing the waters for a presidential bid in 08. Feingold has taken the Democrats' message to the South, where many progressive politicians fear to tread. He was promoting his 50-state strategy in Alabama, where he drew a crowd of well over 100 in Birmingham and received a standing ovation. Russ has also started a new Leadership Political Action Committee, or PAC. His Progressive Patriots Fund, which has raised about $100,000, will be used for crisscrossing the country to spread his political message. Senator Feingold is a viable candidate to lead the free world because his convictions transcend party lines. Here in Wisconsin, John Kerry won the state by just over 10,000 votes, while Russ was reelected by more than 330,000 votes. He's authored a real alternative to the Patriot Act called the SAFE Act that would, among other things, narrow the definition of terrorist, which currently can include any protest group. Russ Feingold will obviously not be corporate America's first choice in 2008, but he is mine. He won't receive big campaign contributions from the deep pockets of big business, but he'll get a little from me. After 16 years of presidential pandering, President Feingold would be an American dream come true for all of us.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
These religious fanatics, they're a cancer in this culture. They're a cancer that is going to pull the country down with them in their simplicity, in their narrow-mindedness, in their fear of progress, in their repression, and they play the role of the victim, which is the most aggressive and hostile position you can take. There's no end to the black hole of the victim stance on things.
Morning's Edition, from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
I'm George W. Bush, leader of the free world. I want to bomb Iraq. And when the world says no, I say, yeah, whatever. Saddam has started to meet our demands. Yeah, whatever. I talked to Colin Powell. He said...
Sir, maybe we should give the inspectors more time.
I said, no. You know why? Because it's my United States of...
Whatever!
Yeah. And this is my United States of...
Whatever!
President Bush?
Hush up. Don't talk to me now.
Because this is my United States of... Whatever!
Leave it to me. Hello?
This is Putin. Russia will veto war.
I see. Whatever!
Mr. President, North Korea's got nukes.
Oh, ding dong dong ding ding dong dong. Translation?
Whatever!
I am Bin Laden. You still have not caught me.
I'm George W. You know what the W stands for? Yet.
Whatever!
Hi, and this is ding ding dong ding ding dong dong.
Whatever!
I hope you got the message.
Whatever.
Whatever.
6 weeks away from the 2008 inauguration. Counting down to the end. This is
now,
Madison's Progressive Talk.
The
Mike 92.1.
U.S. Ambassador to United Nations nominee, John Bolton. Another one, dripping in blood. Just an arrogant pig. Just unbelievable. Well, his nomination got sidetracked today because Senate Democrats forced a delay until next week. On his confirmation vote. Now, why are they doing that? Because they have to go to work on Senator Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island, right? The committee is 10 Republicans, 8 Democrats. So if they can get Chafee to vote no, it'll be 9-9 split. And what happens then? Is it ended then? Is the nomination ended then? Or do they have more hearings? I don't know. I don't know. Somebody email me, would you? Now, why did the Democrats force the delay until next week on this confirmation vote? Well, they're trying to buy time, like I said, to win over Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island. And how are they going to do that? What is Chafee some kind of a half-witted moron that can't read and doesn't understand American history from 20 years ago? He has no idea who John Bolton is and what he's done. He has no idea of the lies he told 3 and 4 years ago about Iraq. He has no idea of what he did in stealing the election in Florida in 2000. What, is Lincoln Chafee a half-witted moron, a drooling, bib-wearing 8-month-old? Who has to be spoon-fed information about John Bolton? Is that what the Democrats are saying? Yes! They're trying to present evidence to Chafee that John Bolton harassed U.S. officials who challenged Bolton's judgment on weapons issues. And that's all. I'll be damned. So now, Chafee said today that he's leaning towards supporting Bolton. And let me make a prediction for you, truth seeker. He will support Bolton. And the vote will be 10 to 8 in the Senate Intelligence Committee. Is it the Intelligence Committee? No, Foreign Relations Committee. And then the nomination will go to the Senate, and he will be confirmed. And some Democrats, oh, let me see who. Well, I know that Lieberman will support him. What is it? If you live in Rhode Island, is Lincoln Chafee? I thought he was one of the maybe, possibly, someday, could be a decent human being. Not true? The Democrats have to put aside the vote, use a procedural move to put aside the confirmation vote so they can convince Chafee that Bolton is a bully? A bully? Oh, my God. So apparently Chafee has no staff, because if he had a staff, the staff would be providing him with information. Oh, wait a minute. The staff would be Republicans, probably all hired by Bill Frist. So, no, they're not going to give him the right information. Oh, okay. Well, does Bolton know, does Chafee know how to use the Internet? Maybe, maybe not. If he does, how about do this, Senator? Type in the word Bolton in Google! That's all I have to do, Senator. Jesus, God, you can't do that? Well, you know, I'm pretty much leaning towards supporting Mr. Bolton, because you know why? Because he's the president's nominee to be the ambassador to the United Nations, and I just think that, you know, if a president wants somebody, they should get him. They are the president, you know. Why? Is there something wrong with John Bolton? Anybody want to go play lawn croquet? I got some new white pants. Look. I live in Rhode Island. Do you know we have a seashore there? Hi, I'm Senator Lincoln Chafee. My dad. My dad used to be a senator. But he died. And now I'm the senator. What? What? You want me to look at something about John Bolton? No, I'm not going to look at anything about John Bolton. I want to go play croquet. Bye now. Oh, I don't like these Democrats. They're just so pushy. I've got to go now. Hi, I'm Senator Lincoln Chafee. How are you? I like John Bolton. I have no problem, you know. I'm leaning towards supporting him. Hello. I've got white shoes, too. Goodbye.
This is Air America Radio.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Did you see the story the other day about the president's iPod? Seems George W. has had it since July when his freewheeling twin daughters gave it to him as a birthday present. W. has some 250 songs on it, a paltry number compared to the 10,000 selections it can hold. As for an analysis of George W.'s playlist, well, it's interesting. The president likes artists who don't like him. He has John Fogerty's Centerfield, which was played at Texas Rangers games when Bush was an owner, and is still played at ballparks all over America. However, Bush hasn't gone so far as to include on his playlist Fortunate Son, the anti-Vietnam War song about who has to go to war, that Fogerty sang when he was with Creedence Clearwater Revival. Remember how that goes? I ain't no senator's son. Some folks are born with a silver spoon in hand. Guess that would be a wrong selection for the iPod playlist of the son of a two-term congressman and a U.S. Senate candidate who won a coveted spot with the Texas Air National Guard to avoid combat in Vietnam. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel from The Nation for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
The Windsor Court Hotel, the Charleston Place, Amelia Island Plantation, the Renaissance Park 55. Hi, I'm David Orrick. What do all of these luxury hotels have in common? My 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum. Try my Orrick XL risk-free in your own home for 30 days, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
You know, I have a shredder.
You bought one?
Well, yeah, I got paranoid about identity theft. And I thought about the guy who's going through the garbage. He's sort of like, wow, this must be important stuff. It's very important. Things that go on in my apartment. Thank God I got a shredder. But shredder detritus, is that what you would call it? It's good. It looks like it's important.
Shred mulch.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic 92.1.
And now, NBA All-Star Jerry Stackhouse.
Discipline and control. That's what my parents taught me. They show me by example, by the way they live their lives. You see, my parents are living with diabetes. And in many ways, managing diabetes is tougher than anything I do. My parents always say they're proud of me. Mom and Dad, I'm proud of you.
You too can be a champion to someone with diabetes. Call 1-800-860-8747. A message from the Wisconsin Division of Health.
My name is Matt Cohn from Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison. XXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Amanda Moyer. Serial bomber Eric Rudolph will be spending the rest of his life in prison. Our Ed MacArthur reports Rudolph's plea agreement was accepted in federal courts in both Alabama and Georgia.
In Atlanta, U.S. Attorney David Nami has called the plea bargain fitting.
Today, Eric Rudolph's reign of terror ended in courts of law and justice.
Rudolph says he bombed Centennial Olympic Park during the 96 games to embarrass the government. Namia says the government has the last word.
Eric Rudolph will now spend the rest of his life where he belongs, locked in a prison cell, hurting no one, and we hope, thinking more about his victims and the tremendous harm he caused to them.
Ed MacArthur, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
An FDA advisory panel is recommending that silicone-filled breast implants made by the Mentor Corporation be allowed back on the market under certain conditions. The panel voted 7-2 in favor of the decision, but Tuesday voted against allowing implants made by a similar company, Inamed. Vials of a deadly flu strain shipped to thousands of labs in 18 countries are being destroyed. Dr. Julie Gerberding with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the government is doing everything it can to make sure no one contracts the virus.
There is no evidence that any person has acquired H2N2, and most of these laboratories have already destroyed their proficiency test panels.
Health officials are working to restrict the number of labs that can handle deadly flu viruses. In the Michael Jackson trial, the mother of the pop star's accuser took the stand. She testified that Jackson and his associates convinced her that the 2003 television documentary was necessary to appease killers who were threatening the family. And beginning tomorrow, lighters will be banned from the airways. They are not allowed on the plane at all. That includes checked bags. This is CNN Radio News.
Hello, you're on the air with the insurance doctor.
Well, I've been getting car insurance quotes calling over and over.
And this is becoming compulsive? Obsessive?
No, it's just taking too long.
You know, with one quick call to Progressive Direct, you get their rate and, in most cases, the rates of their top competitors. So you can make a smart decision faster.
Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Think easier. Think Progressive. Progressive Housing and Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
Oust Fan presents a message from your laundry hamper.
Now I know, as your laundry hamper, I serve a function in dealing with your dirty laundry. But must I put up with the lingering odor? Please get the Oust Fan. It's a discreet fan that continuously eliminates odors in the air, even from the disgusting odor-causing bacteria. And speaking of dirty laundry, the things your underwear is saying about you. Scandalous.
Get odors out with Oust Fan. Essie Johnson, a family company.
House Republican leader Tom DeLay is still ducking reporters and blaming Democrats for the ethics controversy swirling around him. John Bisney reports from Capitol Hill.
DeLay meets with reporters most Tuesdays here to discuss the House floor agenda, but in his latest session, he announced he'll no longer answer any questions about the fundraising and foreign travel controversies that many Democrats say mean he should step down, at least as Republican leader. Instead, DeLay offers to make his best case before the House Ethics Committee, but squabbles there over rules mean that panel's not officially operating.
DeLay is also calling for congressional review of Terry Schiavo's Right to Die case. Even though gas prices are high, oil prices are at their lowest level in nearly 2 months. And the deputy injured in the deadly Atlanta courthouse shootings is leaving a brain injury center. Cynthia Hall suffered a bruise on the brain bleeding, and fractures around her right eye after suspect Brian Nichols attacked her. Doctors say she made a dramatic recovery. This is news from CNN Radio. A controversy is brewing in Wisconsin after whether cat hunting should be legal. Ted O'Donnell, the founder of DontShootTheCat.com, says cats are not the biggest threat facing birds in the state.
In fact, what we find is that the largest population impact that wild birds face, according to the Audubon Society, is habitat loss due to humans.
Governor Jim Doyle says he doesn't want Wisconsin to be known as the state where we shoot cats. A 13-year-old boy is accused of killing another teenager after losing a baseball game. Police say the boy hit 15-year-old Jeremy Rourke in the head with a bat Tuesday night. He later died at the hospital. And too much water may be dangerous to athletes who compete in endurance sports. A new study shows an excess of water can be deadly. I'm Amanda Moyer. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
The imposition of a state religion is, by its very definition, anti-American. What we're talking about is the imposition of a particular strain of religion. And this is part and parcel of the baby steps that lead to fascism. Right. Eventually, we will get there if these people have their way.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
Project Fit America helps schools develop programs to put fitness back into play, to change the reality that nearly one-third of our children between 6 and 17 are overweight. Exercise and a good diet lead to a healthy body. Honey can play an important role and can be a source of carbohydrates to fuel a child's fitness plan. Dr. Liz Applegate, University of California at Davis.
Honey provides an array of vitamins, of minerals, and also of antioxidants, so honey's a natural choice.
Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
It's about 7 past the hour. Now, coming up in about 30 minutes or less, Uncle Mike's Story Corner. I got an email today from a woman named Christine. And it has to do, what she wrote about, has to do with her husband, who was in the military. And her husband, Jim. And I've got to share this with you, okay? This has to do, I think she wrote it in response to what we were talking about the other night, about every single Republican in the United States Senate voting no, who are concerned a supplemental less than $2 billion appropriation for veterans in this country. The Republicans always tell the veterans to go pound sand. And so that's coming up here at the bottom of this hour. Stick around for it. Now, I want to do the McClellan thing now. Simple Scotty. Press conference today. In this one, after the reporter asked the question, which I'll ask as the reporter surrogate, Scotty shimmies in soft shoes around the question of Bush's support for this major criminal, Tom DeLay. All right? The reporter says, Scott, the president at least twice has met with House Majority Leader Tom DeLay today. And in light of some of the criticism from fellow Republicans, like Newt Gingrich, people saying that the belief is he should step down, at best he says this is a distraction, these questions over his ethics. At worst, that it's bogging down the potential for other congressional Republican candidates for 2006. Is it still the president's feeling that he believes that he can effectively lead the Republican Party, that DeLay can lead the Republican Party in the House? Now, the word of the night is two. It's Leader DeLay. You don't even have to listen for it. Listen how many... You know, the guy's name is no longer Tom. It's now Leader. That's... I don't know. I guess that's... what is it? Argentinian or Latvian? Leader DeLay.
He has confidence in Leader DeLay. We have worked with him on a number of important priorities as well as other congressional leaders, and the president intends to continue working with congressional leaders like Speaker Hastert and Leader DeLay to get things done for the American people. And the president's made his views known on Leader DeLay. I know that there's going to be a tendency to get us to react to every comment that's made day in and day out, and I think the president's views are well known. We're not going to get into commenting on everything that is said each day.
No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that, Scotty. There's no tendency to get you to react to every comment. How about just maybe react to his criminal activities? Is that possible? We don't give a damn if you react to the comments. No big deal. America doesn't care anyway. But what about the actual criminal activity of Tom DeLay? Any problem there, Scotty? Huh? Quacker boy? I guess not. Next reporter is incredulous that Bush would believe that all the allegations against DeLay are false and that the bug man is actually clean as a choir boy. So the reporter says, and of course the reporter misses the point, it's not that Bush believes the bug man is innocent, it's that he doesn't care that he's filthy. So the reporter says, so, Scott, on DeLay and on one other subject, so just on the record then, the president has reviewed the allegations against leader DeLay, and he's completely confident that Tom DeLay is clean and can lead the Republican Party?
He made his views known when it comes to leader DeLay. That remains his view. And in terms of those matters, I mean, I think I previously talked about that those are issues that will be addressed by the congressional leaders and by leader DeLay.
Leader DeLay. Leader DeLay. Leader DeLay. Leader DeLay. Leader DeLay. Leader DeLay. Leader DeLay. Leader DeLay. Big L, little L. What begins with L? Leader DeLay. That begins with L. L, L, L. We're teaching Molly the alphabet. Criminal, criminal. Big C, little C. What begins with C? Criminal, criminal. That begins with C. Leader DeLay, leader DeLay, leader de leader de leader DeLay. All right, moving on to Bush's plan to solve the problem of high gas prices by drilling up the Alaskan wilderness, right? There's enough energy, to use Bush's term, under the tundra in Alaska, according to, petroleum experts, to last the United States' voracious appetite for about 6 months. And that's it. But this reporter says, Scott, some critics are saying that the Anwar situation is long-term, and whatever that would yield, it does not yield enough to make a substantial difference in any gas price that's set at the time. With the Anwar situation, Scott, is this administration thinking of possibly uncapping maybe some of the capped oil wells in this country that were capped because of environmental concerns?
Yeah, I think there's some probably private companies that look at ways they can go ahead and do that. But in terms of our plan, I mean, I would go back and look at it. I don't know specifically. I can't recall specifically what it says on that matter. Jesus. But one area where we can make a difference and reduce our dependence on foreign sources of energy is Anwar and expanding our domestic production capabilities and making use of the new technologies that do it in an environmentally responsible way. When we're talking about Anwar, we're talking about a very small footprint on the land there.
Who cares about Alaska anyway, right? Bush can't find it on a map. Isn't it really just part of Canada? The very small footprint rhetoric again. And, you know, to reduce our dependence on foreign sources of energy, the answer is Anwar. Aren't you sick of that? Aren't you sick of that tired, disgustingly stupid line? And, you know, if they started their drilling tomorrow at noon, do you know how long it would take before they were producing petroleum products that would probably be exported to China because the money would be better than sending it to America? Do you know how long it would take? Huh? Can you guess? And finally tonight, listen to Scotty with his little shuck and jive, song and dance, repetitive non-answer to the question about Bush's lack of any real plan to reform Social Security. Reform Social Security, right? Now, this is I have to give Scott credit for this. Because in the answer I'm going to play for you, he reveals the entire plan. What the Social Security thing was all about. Do you know what it was all about? The plan was this. This is how genius Karl Rove is. Get Bush out there after the election talking about reforming Social Security, but with no real plan. Just talk about private accounts. Talk about, well, look, you know, private accounts, the stock market's grown by 7% a year and Social Security by 2%. Blah, 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 blah. You know, just garbage up the rhetoric. We'll tell you what to say, George. It's very easy. All you do is open your mouth, flap your gums, just be you. No plan, just start talking about it. And then what we'll do is say, well, all right, then what's the Democrats' plan? And the Democrats, being the dumbass party, will walk right into that trap. This was the plan, Carl Rosa. They'll walk right in and say, okay, here's the plan. You know, Democrat strategists will get together and they'll do their focus groups and they'll come up. Okay, what are we going to do here? I didn't know it was in trouble. Is it in trouble? Yeah, it's in trouble. Well, when did you run out of money? 2014. No, 2017. Well, I think it never runs out of money. I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do it over here. Okay, we're ready. Here's our plan. So then the Democrats are supposed to present something that the Republicans immediately shoot full of holes, and the American public goes, yeah, well, see, I don't like Republicans, but Jesus, they're a lot smarter than Democrats. Now, Scotty reveals all of that in this answer. We don't have time to do it. Big C, little C, what begins with C? Criminal in the capital, that begins with C. C, C, C. Okay, we're going to have to hold on. Jesus, the big buildup. Huh? It's like sex, right? Big buildup, then nothing happens. I hate this. Can't we just play it? His answer's only 28 seconds. Huh? We can't stretch this break a little bit? Sure we can. All right, New York, we're going to stretch this a little bit. The reporter says, when can we expect to see some ideas from the administration, like raising the retirement age and other ideas have been put forth that address the solvency issue?
The president has said all ideas are on the table with the exception of increasing the payroll tax rate. That's what he's made clear. I welcome all ideas, and it's important for others to come forward and present ideas. If they recognize that there is a problem, then they need to come forward and present ideas for solving that problem. That's what the American people expect.
Uh-huh.
And the president has said our door is open.
Uh-huh.
We want to see Democratic leaders start to come to the table and present their ideas for solving this problem.
You see how that works? Wasn't that cool? That's what the American people expect. No! I almost said a bad word. No, Scott! The American people expect you to sit down and shut up where it concerns Social Security. It doesn't need reform. It doesn't need anything, you moron.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
We're live.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
From Air America Radio's founder, Sheldon Drobny, comes Road to Air America from Select Books. This insider's account chronicles progressive radio's rise to counter the hate politics of conservative talk. From a bold idea to the airwaves, Road to Air America Radio is a personal story of the harrowing obstacles Drobny overcame to break the right-wing stranglehold of our nation's airwaves. Bill Clinton calls it a must-read for anyone interested in a sense of balance and intelligence on the radio airwaves. Get it now at airamericaradio.com or your local bookstore.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
George Bush's right-hand man is now a Halliburton lobbyist.
And I heard he broke his femur. Oh, no, he was FEMA director. Yeah, sometimes we have low standards here.
Right.
I just wanted to...
You just had to do that, didn't you?
I just wanted to do it, Joe Scarborough. He's a Nobel Prize-nominated head of FEMA.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
And now,
More of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put-together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
92.1.com. Join the open mic to get email updates from Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
I would not run from the Holocaust. I would not run from the bomb.
22 past the hour. And again, right after the next break, Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Thanks to Christine and Jim. Stick around. All right, I want to play that one more time, just so you hear it, just so you understand exactly what sort of a trap was set for the Democrats. Now, to this point, very seldom I give Democrats credit, but to this point, they've not walked into the trap and picked up the piece of cheese and had the box spring on them yet. There is no problem with Social Security that can't be solved very simply by doing one or two of a couple of very simple ideas. First of all, increase the payroll tax.
Oh, yeah, we don't like that, do we? No, hell no, we don't like that.
Second is to raise the retirement age. Third is raise the cap. Right now it cuts off at what, 85,000 or so? It's below 90,000. Any income above that is not taxed for Social Security. Another idea, tack a 0.1% Social Security tax onto corporations. These evil bastards don't pay, in some cases they pay nothing. There's all sorts of ways to do this, that somebody with an education level like moi can figure out in about, what, 30 seconds? You got a piece of paper? Got a pencil? Okay, let's see. 1 and 1 is 2, 2 and 2 is 4. Okay, there's your answer. But they make it sound like, oh my God, the sky is falling. What do these people care anyway? They're getting ready to rapture out of here. This is nonsense. When is the Social Security crisis supposed to happen, truth seekers? Is it before Christ comes back and stands on the pile of dead bodies, or after? Is it prior to the Antichrist appearance on earth, or after? Is it before Armageddon, or after? Once again, It's a joke what these people, these Republicans, are talking about. Social Security crisis. Wait. Wait a minute. I thought we were all going to rapture out of here. It's a trap. And here, Scotty McClellan reveals the trap. There is no problem, but we would like the Democrats to step up. What's your idea, huh, boys? And as soon as it's on the table, Karl Rove can get busy with the real work. So here's Scotty McClellan once again inadvertently letting the cat, so to speak, out of the bag.
The president has said all ideas are on the table with the exception of increasing the payroll tax rate. That's what he's made clear. I welcome all ideas, and it's important for others to come forward and present ideas.
Yeah.
If they recognize that there is a problem,
yeah.
They need to come forward and present ideas for solving that problem.
Yeah.
That's what the American people expect. And the president has said our door is open. We want to see Democratic leaders start to come to the table and present their ideas for solving this problem.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You see how that works? Come on, Democrats. Come on, one more time. Step up here. You see the rubber hose? Come on. Woo-hoo. Big C, little C. What begins with C? Capital criminal C, C, C. That's Dr. Seuss in the alphabet book. Oh my God. Just very quickly back to the Negroponte thing. I got this from our mad woman in the attic artist, Jenny Bean. She writes in, I got this real strange feeling when I was watching the Negroponte thing, and then I realized it was the same feeling I got when I used to watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer, when I knew that it was the bad vampire, but none of the victims did. That's how I felt watching him with the senators. That's how I feel a lot of the time. Like I can recognize the vampires that no one else knows are there. Yeah, you and me both, Jenny. You and me both. All right, quick break. When we come back, Uncle Mike's Story Corner, which we haven't done for a while. Thanks to Christine and Jim, a veteran. Stay with us. This is Air America. It's best to call it quits and go your separate way. Playing that cheating game only leads to hurt and pain. And cause each other unhappy days. Making plans to be with them soon. Talking softly on the telephone. Making plans to go out and do wrong.
Hey, this is Tanya Roberts, and I want to know where you're going on your next romantic weekend getaway. Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas at a major strip resort? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of the celebration of Las Vegas' five-star resort, Soleil. Soleil wants you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic, showcase the strip resort in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon. All on Soleil Resorts. Las Vegas is calling. Come on. Get down to Vegas for the time of your life. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number. Just call 877-30-VEGAS. Oh, and as an added bonus, if you call within the next 15 minutes, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Call 877-30-VEGAS. That's 877-30-VEGAS.
Hi, I'm David Orrick.
Oreck owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Oreck stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
The Al Franken Show, Catherine and Al, America's answer to the lying liars, here on the Mike 92.1.
We are sitting here at the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis with Beverly Robertson, the executive director of the museum here.
You know, the civil rights movement really means a tremendous amount to me. It's why I became a Democrat. I was a Republican until I was 13.
Only 13?
Yeah. Like most people, I had a father and a mother. And my mom was a Democrat all her life, and my dad had been a Republican all my life. And he was a card-carrying member of the NAACP.
He was black?
No, he was not black. Although I do have very curly hair.
We call it nappy.
But my dad was a Republican, and he was of a certain kind of Republican that doesn't exist anymore. Compassionate, kind, thoughtful, tolerant, all those kind of things.
Many people think the movement really started back in the 60s, but the movement really started long before that, in the early 1600s, when slaves first arrived on the shores of America. And they also don't know that the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the Constitution guaranteed rights that were not realized until 100 years later with the passage of the actual Voting Rights Act. So it's a very interesting progression in terms of the movement and what it has done. And the movement has certainly been a wonderful jewel for those folks around the world who have human rights issues beyond just civil rights.
Yeah, things aren't all completely fine.
Oh, no. There's still racial profiling and health disparities and all kinds of issues that we need to stand up and deal with and stop allowing things to just be accepted.
Morning Sedition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
They think that they can control everything and change everything to the world that they want it to be, which is impossible and fascistic.
Well, then we should beat them. And we should concentrate our efforts on beating them at every turn, every initiative, every front. And we can do it if we're organized and if we're smart.
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
New technology is helping many parents become better informed. For example, Bob Watkins knew something was bothering his 13-year-old stepdaughter. She had been a straight-A student, but her grades were falling, and she was spending more and more time on the Internet. Through an inexpensive software program, Watkins was able to record everything his daughter was doing on the Internet. What he discovered was shocking. His stepdaughter was getting inappropriate messages from her 37-year-old middle school teacher. The software, called Spectre, discreetly recorded every email, every chat conversation, every instant message, every website, and every keystroke typed. It had recorded the emails and chat conversations between the girl and her teacher, who was arrested and convicted. More information is available on Spectre by visiting www.spectrepro.com or by calling 1-888-621-1143.
There is a place where a total stranger will give you their blood. A place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. Where a person who doesn't look like you, talk like you, or dress like you will give you shelter after a flood. That place is called America, where we look out for each other. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Please call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org.
The East Coast, West Coast, and the Heartland. Madison's Progressive Talk is the Mike 92.1.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 34 past the hour, as Randy would say, or 26 before the hour, as Malloy would say. I got this email today, and the subject line says, Republicans' Treatment of Veterans. And we decided to bring it to your attention in Uncle Mike's Story Corner. It's time once again. Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Everybody all comfortable? Well, time for bed. Gather around. Let's have a little more cocoa in the cup and listen to Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Tonight it comes courtesy of Christine and her husband Jim. Unfortunately, my work hours leave me unable to listen to your radio show, except in cases of extreme insomnia, which, considering the state of our country, is more common than it used to be. On one of those insomniac nights last week, I heard you speaking about the Republican right's treatment of our veterans, and I'd like to share my husband's story with you, albeit in a nutshell. My husband fraudulently enlisted in the Navy at age 16. He was skirting the edges of major trouble, and the Navy seemed a good way to straighten out his life. He was also under the impression that if he enlisted, he would not be shipped off to Vietnam. Poor, stupid, powerless kid. A working-class Bronx Catholic. Perfect cannon fodder, so to speak, and off to Vietnam he went. He was assigned to a riverboat, river patrol boat, a la Apocalypse Now. After one day of horror, he went to his CO and announced that he was barely 17, had lied about his age on his enlistment papers, and wanted out. He was basically laughed at. But that's not the story. The story is that he and his river patrol boat were in Cambodia. Right at the time that Nixon was swearing to the American people that there were no troops in Cambodia. Fast forward. He ended up a few months later with a mouthful of shrapnel, not a major injury by Vietnam standards, but an excruciatingly painful combat injury nonetheless. They fixed up his mouth, sort of, and back to Cambodia he went. But his psyche was already damaged beyond any quick fix, for reasons which I won't go into here, although I'm sure you can imagine. When he received a Dear John letter at the end of his tour, he signed on for a second one, this time getting himself on an aircraft carrier. Fast forward once again to the present. My husband, now 50 years old, needed years just to get himself right vis-a-vis self-medication. But he still suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and anxiety disorder, and has recently begun to have grand mal seizures. For over 20 years, he fought to receive combat-related disability. According to the U.S. government, however, not only was Jim not in Cambodia, he wasn't even in Vietnam for that first tour. Rather, he was stationed stateside. They don't even bother to try to explain how he was mysteriously transported from a stateside Navy base to a boat in Cameron Bay, a mouthful of shrapnel, nerves exposed in his mouth, sitting in agony on that boat for 14 hours, waiting to be medevaced to a hospital. He never held those 14 hours of waiting against anyone, though. There were other men who were literally torn apart and needed to be transported before him. He, Jim, wasn't in danger of dying. His records, when he requested them through the Freedom of Information Act, were pages and pages of blacked-out type. Even after all these years, with the entire world aware that the U.S. military was indeed in Cambodia, the military doesn't acknowledge his being there. An aside. They told him when he left the service that after 10 years he'd be eligible to receive his Purple Heart and other medals. Because of where he served, they would not give them to him right away. And yes, after 10 years, they wrote to tell him he could indeed get his medals if he paid for them. He told them to shove the medals up their collective butts. And from an injury sustained, and if he wants dental work done by the VA hospital, he has to pay for it, even though he lost his top teeth from an injury sustained in combat. Of course, he has more sense than to allow the VA to touch his mouth. Last year, when the seizures began, he finally did get disability. However, it's non-combat related. In other words, paltry, because the military sees no connection between his psychological disabilities and his service in the Navy. Although badly used, Jim knows that others have stories far, far more heartbreaking than his own. And we both shudder to think what the young men and women returning from this current ridiculous war will be put through when they need medical or psychological help from the VA. Some things never change, Mr. Malloy. It will always be the sons and daughters of the poor and the working class of this country who are used and then discarded by the rich and powerful who are responsible for these wars. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for stating this so strongly on your radio show. I fear, though, that you preach to the converted. But a voice crying in the wilderness is a voice for justice nonetheless. Keep fighting the good fight. I'll continue to listen when my anxiety about the state of this country keeps me up. And I'll continue to be comforted when I listen to your show, knowing that others feel as I do. Forward ever. Best regards, Christine. Yeah, one soldier and that soldier's wife telling their story. Out of how many hundreds of thousands of stories like that? Some much worse, as Christine freely admits, some less worse. On and on. And the Republicans, who had right before them an amendment put there by Senator Patty Murray of Washington State, an amendment, I believe it was Senator Murray, that would have earmarked just under $2 billion for veteran services. Now, in listening to Randy Rose's program today, I heard her mention a couple of things that were in that supplemental emergency military bill. A new baseball, wasn't it a baseball stadium, Kathy, for Washington, D.C.? And money for some offshore exploration off the coast of Louisiana, Thad Cochran's bill. Money for veterans who entered into the meat grinder to defend U.S. capitalism, which is what just damn near every single war we've ever fought has been about, hasn't it, Truth Seeker? Especially the wars post-World War II. But you can make an argument that the greatest generation also fought for American corporatism. But certainly the ones subsequent to World War II, think about it. The Cold War. Stalinist communism versus free Americanism. And as the Republicans said at their recent conclave, we talked about this in the first hour, where they've decided that the American judiciary, including the Supreme Court, is populated by liberals. They quote Stalin. They quote Stalin. Well, the Republicans had their chance last week. Or this week. When was it? Boy, time just rushes by when you're having fun, right? But Christine's husband, Jim, and God knows how many other husbands and wives, although not so many from the Vietnam era, mostly husbands, mostly men, sons, brothers, fathers, who are stuck, screwed, no help. You were where? You were in Cambodia? Man, you've been watching too many Francis Ford Coppola movies. We didn't have anybody in Cambodia. Did the Germans have anybody in Switzerland? I'm sorry, Christine. I'm sorry, Jim. One last thing, and then we're going to start the phone calls here. Italian journalist and former hostage Giuliana Segrena says that the American military is lying about the shooting at a security checkpoint in Iraq that wounded her and killed an Italian intelligence officer. It was on tonight. Did you watch it? 60 Minutes Wednesday. She was interviewed by Scott Pelley. She said that shortly after her release by insurgents, American soldiers in Baghdad opened fire on her car without any warning. Italian intelligence officer Nicola Calipari negotiated Segrena's release, she said, and on the day she was freed, her captors blindfolded her, drove her around before leaving her alone in a parked car. The next voice Segrena heard was that of Mr. Calipari. She said the voice was so friendly, really, that all my terror disappeared. Calipari then led her to his car, and they, along with another Italian intelligence agent, headed for the Baghdad airport. Segrena says, Calipari told me, I sit beside you, so you will be more comfortable, so you will not be afraid. After a few minutes, he told me, now, you are free. But they weren't free. American soldiers opened fire on Segrena's car less than a mile from the Baghdad airport. Segrena says, several hundred meters more and we are in the airport and we will be safe. And in the same moment, American soldiers started the shooting. She told Scott Pelley that contrary to claims by the U.S. Army, her car was not warned. No hand signals, no arm signals, no flashing white lights, no warning shots. Calipari used his body to shield Segrena from the bullets. She was hit in the shoulder, and he was killed.
I always carry the dead, carry them home. I have seen better men fight to the bitter end, following orders from you. And I don't think it's treason to ask for reason. Nothing you've told us is true.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. Well, there's no need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available to America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger. And all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that has been proven to work. These amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. Call toll-free 800-372-3383. That's 800-372-3383. For your unconditional money-back guarantee, call 800-372-3383 or visit myh57.com.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
You can't vote down veterans' benefits and then be an advocate of tax cuts of up to $100 billion and tell the people that you're a good American. It doesn't fly with those who have paid the price.
Well, you can't do it if you're a moral person, but if you're a Republican, you can do it.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're a conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, "Excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should." "Go ahead," she said. "Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom?" "No," said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
Did you know your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car? It's true. The good news is you can help with Energy Star. The EPA urges you to take steps to reduce your home energy bills and make a big difference in the fight against air pollution. Visit EnergyStar.gov.
With Forward Forum, Saturday mornings at 9 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
And you talk that talk. You knocks me out.
10 before the hour. Gee, maybe we ought to take some phone calls. Will is calling from Michigan.
Bang, bang, bang.
Will, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Great show.
Thanks, Will.
You seem calmer tonight than you have earlier in the week.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You were really going at it last night.
Well, next hour I'll start screaming and climb up the glass here. No. I run hot and cold sometimes, Will.
Anyway, I wanted to call and talk to you about drug policy. I've been an activist to reform our drug policy for quite a while now, and as much as I love Air America Radio, I gotta say those Office of National Drug Control policy ads are getting on my nerves.
Well, I haven't heard them, and I'm not so sure that they're coming from Air America. How are you listening to us on the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, are you? Okay. Well, I would assume that when you listen via a radio station, those minutes are taken with commercial ads. The stream via the internet, I guess we do play PSAs, but you know, what the hell? Just ignore them if you don't like them.
Well, for a progressive radio network, it seems a little hypocritical to.
All right, but all right, Will, what did you call about?
About drug policy ads.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I got it. Well, thanks. I appreciate it, Will. Thanks for checking in. If Will or anybody, if you have a problem with anything you hear on this network, don't talk to one of the hosts. We don't have anything to do with that. We have absolutely nothing to do with it. You know, we just show up for work every day and provide our program, but we don't schedule commercials or PSAs or anything. So if you have a problem with some specific ad or commercial or PSA, for God's sake, notify Air America. JL is calling from Michigan. JL, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. It's always a pleasure to talk to my favorite broadcaster.
Well, I'd like to hear that.
It's a great way to top off my day. You help me wind down to a blind rage before bed.
So, oh, that's always good.
Yeah. Well, I heard you mention Iran, and I jumped at the chance to call because I really think Iran should be the word of the hour right now.
Should be or shouldn't be?
Should be, absolutely.
Should be, right.
I think that it's clear that as far as foreign policy, Iraq was the target for the first term, and Iran is clearly the target for the second term.
Well, did you listen to Randy Rhodes' program today?
I caught a little bit of it, yes, I did.
Did you hear her conversation with Scott Ritter?
I didn't. I came out.
All right, here's what you need to do. Let me suggest, you don't need to do this, but let me suggest something because it was chilling. Go to whiterosesociety.org.
Okay.
That's where the programs are archived. Randy's program is there. Get it from today, and I think it was in the first hour. listen to the interview that she had with Scott Ritter, which and he talks about exactly what you're talking about, that the target is Iran, the date is June, it's already been decided, and you need to listen to it. I was listening to that today driving around, and just it was chilling to hear. So get Randy's program from today, and you'll hear the interview.
Yeah, I did catch a little bit of it. You know, the alarm should have gone off when Bunny Pants, shortly after the November massacre, I think it was in January, maybe even before that, do you remember the quote came out, Iran must abandon its nuclear program? That was the slogan. I mean, and how many can harken back to Iraq must allow inspectors in? While the inspectors were there, while Hans Blix was saying, hey, you know, we're having unfettered access, you remember that Bush in Iraq used that as a goalpost that he kept kicking back and kicking back, wouldn't take yes for an answer, and the whole Iran must abandon its nuclear program could be used just the same way, and I'm sure it will be if he's not...
Well, if there even is a nuclear program, with Scott Ritter, one of the things he pointed out today, back during the Gerald Ford administration, when these monsters who now are writing U.S. foreign policy, people like Cheney and Wolfowitz and the rest of these pigs, they were saying that at the time, Iran, which was then run by the murderous Shah of Iran, who was an absolute Stalinist a freak with his secret police, the Savak, that Iran needed to have a nuclear energy program, that their oil was not sufficient to the needs of Iran. Now, what they really meant was, we want the oil, so we would love to see Iran have a nuclear program. Then came the revolution in 79. The Ayatollah took over. The Ayatollah decided they were going to continue with the nuclear program started by the Shah, started with American money, started with American encouragement, started by American corporations. So that's where we are today. As Scott Ritter pointed out, we almost insisted. Now, there was no concern for Israel. You know, the big concern now is, well, the Ayatollah, who is an insane man, said, well, the first thing we're going to do is lob nukes at Israel. No, they're not. They're not going to do that at all, because they know if they did, it would be the last thing they did before they went to see Allah. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
All right, so it's all nonsense, all of it. Bush and his crime family, they want the oil, and they want the bases that they could establish so that we can surround China.
And Iran is a tougher nut for them to crack, because we don't have a lightning rod like Hussein there that the general public will rally around taking down.
Plus, Iran has an army. Plus, there's 95 million of them. Plus, whatever capabilities they have, don't forget, we built up the Iranian military for 30 years during the reign of the Shah. After we overthrew the government of Iran and installed the Shah, we spent billions upon billions building up the Iranian military. Now, somebody can say, well, that's all outdated, Mike. Hell, that was 25 years ago. Maybe so. But the apparatus is still in place. The military discipline is still in place. And if somebody thinks that this is going to be like going into Iraq, oh, no, not true. JL, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your call. Iran is the word. You're absolutely right, sir. Quick break. We'll be back. Your phone calls. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
By now you've heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Mary Purcell heard and ordered her Plavix and saved $114 on a 90-day supply. If you're buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721. Canadian snowbirds have been using Advocare for years to have their medications mailed to their favorite travel destinations. AARP magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada. They are the only Canadian pharmacy with a U.S. non-resident license.
The state government of Illinois has concluded that Advocare's procedures are exceeding the U.S. government's requirements. You can save, too, by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are guaranteed to be delivered right to your door, and you save up to 85%. Compare that with what you're paying now. It's so easy, and the money you will save is incredible. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1 and Cuts Fitness for Men want to help you get cut for a cause. Are you going to race for a cure? Bike across the state to raise funds and awareness. Do you want to be in great shape so you can help your cause even more this year? Get cut for a cause. Log on to themike921.com. Tell us why you want to get cut and what your cause is. 10 qualifiers will train at Cuts Fitness for Men, and our winners will get prizes for themselves and for their cause. Register today at themike921.com.
Okay, so you've been hearing a lot about the environment and greenhouse gases, and you're conflicted because you know it's important, but what can you do? The EPA urges you to be part of the solution with Energy Star. The fact is, your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car. It's true, but by using an Energy Star qualified programmable thermostat, you're taking an important first step to heat and cool your home more efficiently, and that helps the environment. Discover more steps you can take to reduce air pollution from your home and car at EnergyStar.gov, and you'll feel good knowing you're making a difference.
This is Ryan, and I'm on the mic.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Amanda Moyer. Accused bomber Eric Rudolph pled guilty Wednesday in both Atlanta and Birmingham. CNN senior investigative reporter Henry Schuster reports Rudolph's personality seemed to change a lot leading up to the Olympic Park bombing.
Friends who saw Eric up to the time of the Olympic Games said that increasingly he would sit in his house with the curtains drawn. He would be ranting against the government. He'd be watching TV and going to these terrific rages.
Rudolph's avoided the death penalty by pleading guilty. A day after rejecting one company's silicone breast implants, federal health advisors recommend another company's be allowed back on the market. Our Christy Feig is in Washington.
A 13-year ban on general use of silicone breast implants could be coming to an end. An advisory committee to the FDA is recommending the agency approve silicone implants made by the Mentor Corporation with some conditions, like education programs for doctors and patients, and continued follow-up with the patients through 10 years. This comes one day after the same committee recommended not approving Inamed silicone implants. Christy Feig, CNN Radio, Washington.
The mother of Michael Jackson's accuser testified Wednesday. She says Jackson convinced the family threats of danger were made against them. She says that's why they went along with the damage control efforts of that 2003 TV documentary. Beginning Thursday, you can't bring a lighter with you on a trip that includes flying. Air Travelers Association President David Stempler says the ban shouldn't be too much of an adjustment for smokers.
They clearly can't smoke on airplanes, so there's no need to really have lighters or matches on the airplane.
It's already against the law to have lighters in checked baggage. However, four books of safety matches will be allowed in the cabin. A 13-year-old Florida girl has been missing since Saturday. Police are now questioning a convicted sex offender. Police do not think Sarah Michelle Lundy ran away. This is CNN Radio News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest-priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
Two National Guardsmen are accused of smuggling millions of dollars worth of ecstasy. Nina Pineda of CNN affiliate WABC-TV reports from New York.
The DEA alleges that after a successful mission, Captain Franklin Rodriguez and Master Sergeant John Fong conspired to carry out their own clandestine mission, flying back to Germany and then home to Stewart Air Force Base in Newburgh, carrying with them more than 290,000 pills of ecstasy.
A man who owns property in the Everglades has struck a deal, agreeing to sell the land for almost $5 million. Jesse Hardy bought this 160 acres in 1976 for $60,000. For years, he has refused to sell the property, blocking restoration of Florida's Everglades. The House has voted to permanently abolish the estate tax. Republicans argued it forces the elimination of family farms and businesses, but Democrats say it makes the rich even richer. It will be phased out in the next 5 years. This is news from CNN Radio. CNN Radio's Tim Rury reports a study in this week's New England Journal of Medicine followed 488 runners at the 2002 Boston Marathon and their fluid consumption during the race.
It concluded that 13% probably drank so much that their blood salt levels fell dangerously low. The condition is called hyponatremia. One of the runners even died. Organizers at this year's 26-mile race in Boston have mounted an educational campaign to warn runners about the dangers of excess drinking. A doctor with the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center says running a marathon is fairly safe, with less than one death per 50,000 participants. Tim Rury, CNN Radio Atlanta.
A teenager is dead after being hit in the head with a baseball bat. A 13-year-old boy is accused of killing 15-year-old Jeremy Rourke Tuesday night after losing a baseball game. The boy who died was not a player. He was a spectator. I'm Amanda Moyer. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Big Ed, Randy Rhodes, loud and left. Here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I'm a casual person, and I walk around my bathrobe a lot. They came and they filmed me, and so Matt Drudge actually got to see the HBO special. And today he reviewed it and called me the hero of the movie because I was sitting in my bathrobe braless. This is what he chose to write about today, was my breath.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike921.com.
What we teach our children about money can stay with them a lifetime.
Luis Alonso of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
Have you taught and encouraged your child to save? Teach saving through your own good example and save for your child's future. Plan early. Choose to save.
Target how much you need to save by completing the ballpark estimate worksheet at www.choosetosave.org. That's choosetosave.org.
Plan early. Choose to save.
That's choosetosave.org.
Right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. All right, a couple of very quick letters here. Neil writes in from where? Where's Neil writing from? Indianapolis. He writes, Air America is apparently ignoring complaints about the Office of National Drug Policy commercials. I have emailed and snail mailed a bunch of times to no avail. The Office of National Drug Policy is probably the most lying of all government agencies and has been criticized several times by the GAO for a variety of wrongs. The PDFA, Partnership for Drug-Free America, is probably one of the most lying non-government agencies and have had their spots repeatedly judged counterproductive. One of the problems with the theory of the U.S. Then he talks about Iran. All right. Please at least pass word about the Office of National Drug Policy spots. If you'd like to explore the issue, might I suggest you contact Alan St. Pierre from Normal. And he gives a website. If you're not familiar with Normal, you should be. Normal.org, N-O-R-M-L. National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Okay, now, that's from Neil in Indianapolis. Bob in Miami writes, come on, man, those PSAs are a riot, especially when you're ripped. My nephew listens to you online at the Florida State University and mentioned how funny those ads are. I concur. So, two points of view. You know, as an employee of the network, I have no idea why certain ads are run, or even who makes a decision. But I'm just not the person to discuss it with. Nobody who works behind a microphone for this network or any network ever has any sort of say about that sort of thing. Trust me. Okay, there may be one exception, the pig man. No, not even the pig man, because all he's interested in is the loot. And, you know, he would advertise bottles of cancer if he thought he could make money on it. Anyway, there are a lot of PSAs that I listen to that I think are you know, really bad. I don't listen to them. I just happen to hear them. And... But I just filter them out. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. The people to whom those ads are targeted ignore them, just like Neil says. You know, they're counterproductive. They're ineffective. Okay, so if that means people who hear that stuff. Now, the only place it really concerns me is where it concerns teenagers. I don't think teenagers should be doing anything to alter their consciousness, except maybe meditating, or deep breathing, or running, or exercise. I mean that. You know, booze, drugs. Now, when you're an adult, do whatever the hell you want. But when you're a kid, and that's not because there's some magic that happens when you cross age 21. It has to do, in my opinion, only. There's nothing scientific about this at all. But when you're a teenager, your brain is still developing. You're still adding chunks. And some of the chunks being added are chunks needed to make rational decisions. If you do drugs when you're a teenager, you're going to wind up a Republican. It's that bad. It destroys your... You listen to Teen Night or Kid Night, whatever you want to call it, on this program. We've had them a couple of times. I'll guarantee you not one of those kids does drugs. You know why? Because they think! So don't be a dumbass if you're a teenager. Just don't do it. When you become an adult and your brain is, okay, it's nice and comfortable in your cranium or whatever the hell, what's it called, your brain sac, your skull. Once it's comfortable in there, fine, do whatever you want. But don't do drugs when you're a kid. That's all. Just be, not because, you know, you shouldn't get high. There are ways to get high. Meditate. Do about an hour of yoga. You'll be higher than you ever imagined. Jesus, listen to me. I'm sorry. Never mind. Speaking of the kids calling in, Kathy and I have an idea. Next Wednesday, April 20th, is Wednesday? Can you see the calendar back there? It's Wednesday? All right, next Wednesday, April 20th. In 1889, Adolf Hitler was born. April 20th is his birthday. So we have this idea. You know how we've done Teen Night, the kids call in? And I know I have a lot of freepers out there, a lot of right-wingers, a lot of neo-Nazis. Come on, be honest. I don't give a damn. You know, you're fascist, and you know you are. And you know you love Hitler. And you know you love Stalin, and you know you love totalitarianism, and you know you love your corrupted view of Christianity. So I'll tell you what we're going to do, you right-wingers. Next Wednesday, on Hitler's birthday, April 20th, it's going to be right-winger night, at least for the first hour. Now, that's providing some of you can pick up a phone and dial it. Now, what we'll do next Wednesday, April 20th, is we will limit the phone calls to you right-wingers. How's that? No normal people, no liberals, no progressives, no Democrats, no kids, just right-wingers, whether you're male or female. And if there's one thing that turns my stomach and makes me wretch, it's a female right-winger. But I'd love to have you freaks call in. Now, this is a direct challenge. Let's see what you got. Next Wednesday night, bring it on. Just remember one thing. We control the program. here at Air America. So don't even start thinking you're going to get away with something and get something on the air that we don't want to go on the air, okay? With your nasty mouths and the things that you can say. So forget that. But if you've got any kind of manhood or womanhood to you whatsoever, which I seriously doubt, most of you right-wingers are absolute cowards. Every one of you, you're a coward. You like to go after people that can't defend themselves or choose not to defend themselves. You know, the only reason we're doing this is for the freak value. This is going to be like a sideshow, okay? This is like going to the carnival and seeing the bearded lady and the boy with the elephant skin. That's how I look at it. And that's how my audience will look at it. So, having said all that, you right-wingers, if any of you have any guts whatsoever, what we will do Wednesday night at 6:30 past 10 o'clock, we will open up Eastern Time, we open up the phone lines here at the Molloy Program, and you slithery, slimy slugs can give it your best shot. Give us a call, say what you want to say, and I will in turn say what I want to say, and we'll see who wins. How's that? Any of you got any courage at all? Any of you got any... I'm talking about bouncing rubber balls and, you know... Oh, I can say cojones? Oh, for God's sake. Any of you have any courage, spine, backbone? I'm not saying balls. If any of you have that, you right-wingers, you males, anyway. Well, some of you females do, too, but or may have, I don't know. Call us next Wednesday night. Normally, y'all are terrified to call in here, or when you finally get your courage up, you get all liquored up. It's about the second or third hour of the program. You dial the number, and it's just busy. You can't get through. So next Wednesday night, you'll have your chance. Freepers only, okay? Freepers only. Right-wingers, neo-Nazis, Stalin lovers, religious freaks, fanatics, Armageddonists, Christian Reconstructionists, priests and preachers. You know, you right-wingers, all right? Sure, this will happen. We will make the time available. Whether or not you show up is, we'll see. I frankly don't think any of you have the courage to take me up on this, and neither does my audience, the normal people. The normal people are sitting back right now going, oh, Jesus, come on, Molloy, move on. These guys don't even know how to dial a phone. Well, you may be right. But next Wednesday, April 20th, Hitler's birthday, y'all are welcome. All right? You can try it. You can have someone dial for you, whatever you need to do, and we will make next Wednesday night right-wing insane people's night. Hitler's birthday. He would have been 116 years old next Wednesday night. So we'll see what happens. And again, I don't think any of you have the nerve, any of you right-wingers who lurk around this program. I don't care if you're, you know, if you work at night or you sit home at night in the darkness of your room naked listening to the program. You know, does whatever. Next Wednesday night, Freeper Night. All right, quick break. When we come back, your phone calls. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America.
Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt.
The German Justice Minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just get called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
You know, there's this weird mixture of self-defeatism and self-righteousness that comes in liberal packages. You know, it's like, you know, hey man, this is what's right, but I don't know how we're going to get it done. You know, I mean, it's like, dude, it makes so much sense, but there's just no way to, you know, facilitate it. So, I don't know. Do you want to get something to eat?
Mornings Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right. Bill Clinton's far-reaching plan to eliminate al-Qaeda root and branch was completed only a few weeks before the inauguration of George W. Bush. If it had been implemented then, a former senior Clinton aide told Time, quote, we would be handing the Bush administration a war when they took office. Instead, Clinton and company decided to turn over the plan to the Bush administration to carry out. Clinton trusted Bush to protect America. This proved, 9 months later, to be a disastrous mistake, perhaps the biggest one Clinton ever made. Clinton's national security advisor, Sandy Berger, remembered how little help the previous Bush administration had provided to his team. Believing that the nation's security should transcend political bitterness, Berger arranged 10 briefings for his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and her deputy, Stephen Hadley. Berger made a special point of attending the briefing on terrorism. He told Dr. Rice, quote, I believe that the Bush administration will spend more time on terrorism in general and on al-Qaeda specifically than any other subject. Which brings me to a lie. When Time asked about the conversation, quote, Rice declined to comment, but through a spokeswoman, said she recalled no briefing at which Berger was present. Perhaps so, Dr. Rice, but might I direct our mutual friends, my listeners, to a certain December 30th, 2001 New York Times article? Perhaps you know the one, Condi. Shall I quote it? Quote, as he prepared to leave office last January, Mr. Berger met with his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and gave her a warning. According to both of them, he said that terrorism, and particularly Mr. Bin Laden's brand of it, would consume far more of her time than she had ever imagined.
Take this cough test. Name this cough. That's a flu and cold cough. That's a COPD cough or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Any persistent cough should be checked by your doctor. Don't take chances. Get answers. Visit the American Lung Association online at lungusa.org. The American Lung Association, improving life one breath at a time.
The nation's leaders in progressive talk are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Streaming at themike921.com.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. Back to your phone calls. Connie is calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Connie, welcome to the program.
Well, hey, Mike. How you doing? I just love you. You're the bomb, man. You are wonderful. Hey, I'm not in Green Bay anymore. I'm in Milwaukee.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm a teamster. I drive for Big Brown, and I was just coming back from Green Bay.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're just having a hard time pinning you down because we had you on hold forever.
That is correct, but I didn't mind. I heard you way back in, when you were in Chicago a long, long time ago, and
you remember then if you were working for UPSN, you remember when I went ballistic about on the side of the drivers, on the side of the union, when you guys were struggling about 7 years ago for a new contract. Remember that?
Absolutely, absolutely. I adore you then too. And I was so bummed when you know, that big thing happened. But you know, they got rid of Jay too. Did you hear that? Anyway, any hoozle, as Janine would say. I was just saying, you know, like, I don't think that we can distinguish between Democrats and Republicans anymore. I think it's a corrupt scene there, and I don't think there's any difference anymore. I think they're all in the same boat.
When you get to, you know, I think you're right. It's just the only difference between them anymore in 99% of the instances, there are some exceptions in the Democratic Party. There definitely are. I have to believe that or I'll go insane. But they're very few and far between. The big difference, though, between the bulk of Republicans in Congress and Democrats in Congress is that the Republicans still win the trophy for being the most hate-filled, deliberately deceptive, lying thugs and murderers. The Democrats, my thing with the Democrats is that they have no backbone. They will not stand up to this party and kick ass and take names. And that's where I fault them.
Yeah, I do agree with you somewhat. You know, like I say, 98% are in the same boat. Because, Mike, if they weren't in the same boat, they could never so-called intermarry. You know, you would never have Theresa Hines marrying John Kerry or Maria Shriver marrying Arnold Schwarzenegger or James Carville marrying Mary Madeline or Dianne Feinstein marrying that warmonger that she's married to.
Right.
I mean, they're all in it for the money.
But now, wait a second. Don't you believe that even in some instances, love conquers everything, even conquers political differences? You do believe in love, don't you, Connie?
No, I do believe it in some instances, but you know, I mean, I think that they take complete advantage of the so-called quote-unquote American idiot.
Well, I don't disagree with you there. I really don't. I have given up on the Democratic Party. I will always be a Democrat, but you know, I'm curious to see if Howard Dean's going to do anything. But as far as the Democratic Party is concerned, no, it's toast. They have demonstrated that they are incapable of fighting against these Nazis. Again, though, there are still some members of the Democratic Party that I really deeply, truly respect, and I think they are trying their damnedest to be a true opposition party, to present a true, a differing point of view. And I just don't want to leave with the impression that I'm just wiping out in my own mind or heart the entire Democratic Party in Washington, because I'm not, just about 98% of it. There are some good people still there. And to me, a good politician is one who, first of all, is right on the issues, uses compassion and justice and truth, and then is a politician who is strong and knows how to fight and will fight. And this is where the Democrats have fallen to pieces.
Yeah, they literally have just fallen totally apart. But I do believe more of it has to do with greed, because now, you know, for being a public servant, they are getting wealthier than you and I could ever, ever imagine.
I hear that.
You know, and the karmic backlash that we are going to feel as lay people is going to be tremendous. And they'll have enough money to kind of get out of the way. And at least what we have, Mike, is we have enough smarts to be looking for what's coming, and so maybe we can get out of the way, too.
I hear you. Connie, thanks a lot. Thanks for your insights, and thanks for calling. Drive safely, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you take care. Boy, somebody calls this program in Green Bay, and we don't get to them until they're in Milwaukee. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Tim is calling from Minnesota. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? I didn't think I'd ever get on myself.
Stop. You've been holding on for 45 minutes. Stop it, man.
Yeah, no big deal. Anyway,
all right, what's
I'm
up? What's
so
up, Tim?
No, you know, I watched a piece on Link TV on Democracy Now! This morning.
Right.
And we're talking about this guy, Luis Posada Corrales, I believe the last name is.
Yeah, we talked about him last night.
Oh, you did?
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's where Amy Goodman got her idea for this. She would listen to me. I'm just kidding. But we talked about it last night. This guy's a real killer. He's got blood on his hands. He's an illegal immigrant. Somehow he got past all those vigilante folks down there in the Mexican-U.S. border. And right. Now he wants political asylum. And you know what? He's going to get it. Let me put you on hold a second, Tim. We got a break here. I'll come back and pick you up on the other side. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
I was flying on UA-93.
That shadow in the footage, it was probably me. I'm the rumor, I'm the doubt, I'm the lie. But you wouldn't stand near me if you didn't want to die. Everything you know is wrong.
Misinformation.
There's a verse missing out of this song.
Misinformation.
Everything you know.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zabbix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zabbix Tennis, Zabbix Bowling, and Zabbix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zabbix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zabbix port in one game. Zabbix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Will Durst. He mocks, but he does it with taste.
War is going according to plan. That's a really plan, isn't it?
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt. And it's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
We went in because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. How do you know? My dad sold them to him.
These and other hilarious observations can be found on Will Durst's latest CD, Warning, available at WillDurst.com.
Bush! He's turned into President Rain Man. Mr. President, what about the Social Security? What about stem cell re- What about Medicare re- Iraq. Yeah, definitely Iraq.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're gonna need some laughs.
Yeah, it's all Saddam, Saddam, yeah.
So go to WillDurst.com today.
Yeah, I'm an excellent warmonger. Yeah. Just ask my dad.
And get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Sir, Mr. President, how much do you think this war is going to cost? About $100. Uh-oh, what? You can't make it up like this.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
With around-the-clock coverage of the passing of Terry Schiavo and Pope John Paul, there are a number of interesting stories that seem to have fallen through our national media's cracks. Each story implies another failure in our foreign policy. Taken together, these dismissed reports underscore how the Bush administration has failed us and alienated us from the rest of the world. I'm Lee Rayburn, and let's start with the FBI documents obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request from the conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch. Proving the claims made in Fahrenheit 9/11, the FBI flew at least 160 Saudi Arabians out of our country, including relatives of Osama bin Laden and members of the Saudi Arabian royal family, while American airspace was still restricted after the 2001 terrorist attacks. Several Saudis were not interviewed by the FBI, which admitted that they may have let some escape who had relevant information to their investigation. The documents contradict the claims of the September 11th Commission and proves that the White House either lied or was once again criminally negligent. The ACLU has obtained a September 2003 memo, again through a Freedom of Information Act request, signed by Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, that gave approval for the torture techniques used against Iraqi prisoners. The memo directly contradicts his statements in front of the Senate Armed Services Committee in May of 2004. He said he had never approved of any torture techniques exposed in Abu Ghraib. The signed memo proves that the head of the U.S. forces in Iraq lied. Our last friend in the so-called Coalition of the Willing is now planning a phased withdrawal from Iraq. British defense chiefs are planning to reduce their military force in Iraq from 9,000 to 3,500. However, keeping their eye on the war on terror, the UK will be sending more troops to the Afghanistan-Pakistan border in order to find Osama bin Laden. This may in part be due to one of the conclusions of the presidential report on WMD, which found that Al-Qaeda, not Iraq, was much closer to developing an unnamed biological weapon than previously thought. If I could choose the national news, these are the stories that would make the headlines. While I wouldn't ignore the obvious obituaries, this information is much more important to me and our country. This is why I'm proud to be a minor part of the media. Maybe in time I can change it.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mic 92.1.
The sky is falling. No, it doesn't have to be. Well, that's not what we're saying. We're saying that the ice cap is melting. Now, that's just wacko talk to the righties out there. Man, you can't talk about this on the radio. I mean, we've been told for over a decade that we're just a bunch of whacked out lefties. Science doesn't matter. Physical evidence doesn't even matter.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mic 92.1.
And now, More of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, A Fair and Balanced Look at the Right.
On August 16, the INS arrested Zacharias Moussaoui, a flight school student who seemed to have little interest in learning to take off or land a plane. The arresting agent wrote that Moussaoui seemed like, quote, the type of person who could fly something into the World Trade Center. Trying to pique the interest of FBI headquarters in Washington, a Minneapolis FBI agent wrote that a 747 loaded with fuel could be used as a weapon. If this information had been shared and analyzed, for example, by a newly founded Homeland Security agency, it might have sparked memories of the Clinton-thwarted 1996 Al-Qaeda plot to hijack an American commercial plane and crash it into CIA headquarters. On August 26, still on the ranch, Bush discussed with reporters the difference between his two dogs. Spot's a good runner. You know, Barney, terriers are bred to go into holes and pull out varmint. And Spotty chases birds. Spotty's a great water dog. I'll go fly fishing this afternoon on my lake. And you know something? He did just that. Among those left to swelter in the D.C. heat that August was one Thomas J. Pickard. No fly fishing for him.
Healing a divided nation with forward thinking. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike. 92.1.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Six before the hour, back to Tim, who has called in from Minnesota, talking about this anti-Cuban murderer who blew up a Cuban jet over Venezuela back in 79 and sent 73, 76 people to their deaths.
73, yeah.
And now, you watch, Negroponte and the rest of these animals, I mean, this killer, this anti-Cuban killer is their kind of boy. They'll do it. They'll bend over backwards. They'll turn into spaghetti noodles to get this sucker into the country legally. Right?
That's right.
Yo, Tim.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. I was taking a nap there. But, you know, that's right. And I guess that's the big problem. The Democrats have no cojones. You know, let's keep it clean. And I'm almost embarrassed. And I think that one of the most dangerous appointees in my lifetime would be Negroponte.
I think so.
You know, I'm concerned about Bolton, you know what I'm saying, and what he might say, you know, at the United Nations and so on. But Negroponte, that is absolutely a national tragedy.
Yeah, and Bolton, by just about anybody's definition, is a
he's
punk.
An idiot.
Yeah, yeah, he's a punk. He reminds me in a way of one of these white Aryan nation punks that like to ride around town in their convertible and spot somebody they think is gay and jump out and beat them up and then run and hide, whereas and sometimes kill people. But Negroponte defines the word calculating, bloodthirsty killer.
Yep.
And that's
exactly
it. To me, that's the difference between the two. Bolton has all sorts of potentialities, but Negroponte has been there, done that, got the T-shirt.
Yeah, and I fear for this nation, and I'm embarrassed to be a Democrat, man. You know, I sent Barbara Boxer an email last night telling her that if she don't run, I don't vote. You know, either she's got to run or somebody I'm not aware of.
I hear you.
You know, Hillary Clinton don't fit the bill, you know, I'd be putting another Republican in the White House. And
that's,
you know, that's far as I'm concerned. I'm ashamed. You know, I initially, when the thing came up saying that she may run, I said, you know, that's not a bad idea. But she couldn't get my vote. You know, this is about survival now. Whatever happened to give me liberty or give me death? You know what I'm saying? There's not a Democrat out there that has stood up for this nation, has spoken up for the people in this nation, you know. And I'm sitting here and I'm watching, and I'm African-American. I mentioned that for this reason. You know, Washington's taking these giant steps back, you know, the Voting Rights Act coming up and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, what a mess. What an absolute mess.
Well, I,
and I
you
don't know
where
these steps don't come from.
I agree with what you're saying. But you do understand that you can still be a Democrat. You just don't. I will always be a Democrat, Tim. I may not support the Democratic Party, which I no longer do, but I will support individual Democrats that I think are honestly trying to do something, and still have courage, still have backbone, even though they've been kicked and beat. I've got two back-to-back right here where I live. Cynthia McKinney is my
yep.
congresswoman.
There you go. You got a good one.
John Lewis is in the district right next. He's in the 5th district. Cynthia McKinney's the 4th district. John Lewis is the 5th district. I've been knowing John Lewis for 30 years. You know, these are people that can't be bought. They can't be sold. And there are still a few left. There's also a couple of white ones too.
Yeah.
So I I'm sorry everybody if I piss you off by naming the race. That's too bad, because you have to name the race these days. There are too many white people who are just terrified to stand up to this neo-Nazi machine, and black folk have been there all their lives anyway.
Yeah,
so it's not such it's not so big of a deal to stand up. So you understand what I'm saying. Listen, Tim, thanks.
Well, you either stand up or you die. You
that's
know?
It.
And that's what it's come down to. And we've lost a lot. You know, the Democrats got to realize if you're going to fight, sometimes you got to get dirty. You got to get down in the mud with them.
That's right.
You know,
right.
And you at least got to articulate what's going on around you. For the Democrats to sit at these hearings and act like, well, you know, Nick Capone, he may be all right, he might not be all right, or Bolton. You know, these guys are, and I'll let Mike Malloy, you know, call them what they are. You know, I know what they are, and they're not in the best interest of this country. They're anti-American. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what they're going to name this country when Bush gets through. You know,
well,
maybe
you know,
Bushmania or something. I don't know.
I said
but
it earlier.
Won't be America.
I said it earlier tonight. If I can get this information, these senators can get this information, and these Democratic senators, and if they're not getting this information on people like Negroponte or Bolton or whoever, it's because
they shouldn't be in office.
Right. Well, that, and it's because they just don't use their index finger to type in Google, and then type in the word Negroponte and see all the trash and filth and garbage that comes up. Listen, Tim, thanks for checking in, pal. I gotta leave it there. All right, you take
care.
Okay.
Good enough.
All right.
Yep.
You have a nice evening. You know, I'm remembering in 2000 how member after member after member of the Black Caucus in the House stepped forward to protest the election, so-called, begging for one senator, like this time it was Barbara Boxer who answered the call, begging for one senator, and not one white House member joined the Black Caucus in making this appeal to save democracy. And I, you know, I've got very definite ideas about this, and if you're white and what you hear me say irritates you and makes you angry, I can't apologize. I just simply can't. Black folk know about this. I said right after the attack on this country, I think it was then, wasn't it, Kathy? And back in 2001, when everybody was panicking and just shocked and didn't know what the hell to do or where to turn and who to pray to and what kind of a bumper sticker to put on their car. And I made the suggestion back then, if you're freaking right now and you don't have a black friend, too bad, you need to find one. You need to go to church or go to your civic club or go to your business organization or you know, all those black folk over the years who have made overtures to your white self about trying to be friendly, trying to be okay with it. You know, people you see every day riding on the bus or in the carpool or in the office or the factory, whatever. And you need to respond to those overtures that have been coming your way from black folk for God knows how many years, because all of a sudden, white America, guess what? Guess what? Guess what? The booger man is here. The booger man is now here for white America. Black America have been dealing with the booger man since before there was America. And it's very simple. And I try not to be racist about this. I've said, I'm not anti-white about it, because I am white. And I said the other night on this program, and some of you got really pissed off, and I said, every white person is a racist. And I got a couple of emails. I'm not a racist. Yes, you are. I'm sorry, you are. And what you need to do, though, what I do, am I a racist? Hell yes. And I fight against it every single breath I take. Struggle against it. Is Bill Clinton a racist? You're damn right. And he struggles against it every single breath he takes. But all this nonsense and destruction and anti-Americanism that's going on in this country right now, and white folk are just wandering around banging into things. Now, if you're not the way, fine. You know, then I'm not talking to you, am I? But I see this happen to white people all day long. And justifiably so. Our country is under attack, not by any outside force, but by these internal maggots, these termites. But my point simply is this, that Americans who happen to be black understand this. They understand it in their bone marrow, because when they came here, they had to face the booger man. The booger man brought them here. And they survive quite well. So, you know what I'm saying with that. You know what I'm saying with that. You do know what I'm saying with that. So if you have some problems with this, you know, I'll say what I said 3 years ago. If you don't have a black friend, and yeah, that's overt a racialist statement. You're damn right it is. And I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. If you don't have a black, B-L-A-C-K, friend, go get one. And I'll tell you what the result will be. You will calm down. You will calm down with all the panic about what these neo-fascists. I'm not saying you're going to sit back on your duff and say, well, okay, well, the, you know, I don't have to worry anymore. I did what Malloy said. I got a black friend. Whoop-de-doo. No. That's not what I'm talking about. You can see, you know, then you can figure, but you can figure out a plan, see? I get a lot of people say, what are we supposed to do? How do we survive? What are we going to do? I say it. I think it. And then I get on the phone and go have lunch with one of my friends, happen to be black, and say, okay, help me, help me. Now, if you don't understand what I'm saying, if you're black or you're white, you don't understand what I'm saying, well, then just forget about it. Just move on. Let's just do some phone calls. If you do understand what I'm saying, you know damn good and well I'm right.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Vice President Dick Cheney wanted to keep a relatively low profile in President Bush's second term, but that apparently not possible. He has been reanimated.
My non-flamboyant, straightforward style tests well with older voters. Plus, none of the old farts. It's our way or the highway. You either play along or we're going to replace your medications with rat poison and kick your walkers out from under you.
He's calming. He's very soothing.
Stephanie Miller.
weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
This is my dream diary from last night because I got to bring it into my therapist this week. I'm listening to my iPod while I'm standing in line at the multiplex. I'm going to go see Hotel Rwanda because I hear it's fantastic. Just then I hear a familiar voice. Mark, it's the iPod. Damn! Why don't you go see Sahara with Matthew McConaughey, Steve Zahn, and Penelope Cruz? The Portland Oregonian says it's surprisingly entertaining. Tune out. I said, because it looks like such a giant piece of crap, that's why. Then how about Beauty Shop with Queen Latifah and Alicia Silverstone? Variety called it a sunny and sassy comedy. I say, no, no. What's the matter, Mark? Don't you like black people? I say, hey, wait, that's not it. It just looks lame, okay? And I really want to see Hotel Rwanda. Is that not black enough for you? Mark, if you don't go see popular movies, you won't be able to talk to your coworkers about them. Without shared pop culture experiences, you'll be alone. Go see Guess Who with Ashton Kutcher. I say, no, I'm not gonna see Sahara. I'm not going to see Beauty Shop. And I'm not going to see anything with Ashton Kutcher, ever. I'm here to see Hotel Rwanda, all right? Let it go. The iPod says, Mark, no one's impressed by your alternative tastes. You're just a misfit who can't relate to other people. And you're not getting any younger. I get up to the booth, and the ticket kid says, which movie? Just then, a jolt of electricity starts shooting into my brain, and I'm like, ow! Hey, what the? Oh, God! It's excruciating! You know, it's just killing me, and I finally say, all right, Sahara. I want to see Sahara, and give me tickets for the Ashton Kutcher movie later. And the Charlotte Observer says, this Kutcher's most relaxed and sensitive work on film. The electricity stops, and the iPod says, good, Mark. Now order the super combo. That's three jumbo drinks, a garbage bag full of buttered corn, and your choice of delicious candy. Tune out. I woke up, and my bed was filled with gummy worms. You see what I'm saying, man? How's that grab you?
Could you save $20 a week for your future?
Verini Palladino of the American Savings Education Council.
You don't need big money to accumulate big savings. Small amounts saved regularly over time can really add up thanks to compound interest. Start saving today. Your life, your choices. Choose to save.
Visit www.choosetosave.org for tools to help you prepare for your financial future. That's choosetosave.org.
Choose to save.
Streaming online at themike921.com. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering. A flying monkey free zone.
Hope that you can take it.
Every night this is a flying monkey free zone, mostly because they're terrified of me, but next Wednesday night, Hitler's birthday, April 20th, 1889 to be specific, but next April 20th, Wednesday night, it's going to be Freeper night. Any of you right-wingers, and for those of you who don't know, Freeper stands for Free Republic, which is the psychotic website these people have, you know, where they all beat their chest and you know, make growling noises. Ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga. I like Rush. Ooga booga, thud thud. Beat my chest. You know, that kind of nonsense. That's what a freeper is. But what we're going to do next Wednesday night is open up the program for them. And we will only take calls from them. I frankly don't think any of them have any courage to call this program. But we're going to give a shot and see what happens. So normal people, we're going to ask you not to call next Wednesday night. Next Wednesday night, okay? Thanks to the crew, as always, in New York, engineered by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. David Fizika screens your phone calls and answers the phone. Talk nice to David when you call in, okay? Make him your friend. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch, archives and programs at whiteroadsociety.org. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. He still has MaximumInteractive.com. That's his company. And Jim in Arkansas, our most honored music bureau chief. And again, thanks to the people who keep things lively on the message board at MikeMalloy.com. Jamie is calling from Illinois. Jamie, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Mike. I haven't checked in a while since before the election. I have been a loyal listener, remained a loyal listener. But,
well, thank you.
I was in Toledo, speaking, you were talking about the black vote earlier, black voters. I was in Toledo, your hometown, poll watching. And
good for you.
Yeah, with Election Protection Coalition. Anyway, I did note, you know, I noticed, I know we're going back in time over stuff that's been done, but, I mean, in case there's somebody out there listening that's, you know, that can get some information about what these people are doing. There was a hearing, I got to keep a long story short here. Okay, the House Administration Committee in Columbus, Ohio, are you familiar with that field hearing?
I am not, but I may have read this story. Go ahead.
Because I heard a little blip on Rachel Maddow when Unfiltered existed a few weeks ago, and so I decided to check into it because it smelled rotten. But anyway, they had this hearing. Tubbs Jones, everybody knows Stephanie Tubbs Jones. She was the only good guy.
Uh-huh.
The witnesses at this hearing were just stacked with right wingers because they're in charge of who the witnesses are. So, and this guy Thor Hearn, does that name ring a bell?
It does not. Sounds like a Nordic god of thunder.
His nick, I forgot what his real first name, but he calls himself Thor. And he's got this alleged voting rights organization, but it just came into existence a week before this hearing. So you put this guy's name in Google, and he comes up right on his resume, Bush advisor, legal advisor to the Bush Committee, re-election committee, campaign. So, right there, planted right in this hearing, right wing freaks.
Sure, sure.
So, I hope people look this stuff up and, give swing voters, for next time, 2006. I feel like the tides are turning. America's getting out there, and people are, starting to get the info.
Well, I hope that's the case. Just remember, though, Jamie, there are none so blind as those who will not see. Willful ignorance is endemic in this country. It has been for a number of years. I think we have to go back to the Reagan years for willful ignorance. There was a strong effort made in the 60s and 70s to overcome our America's natural inclination to be kind of stupid where it concerns political things, to be uninvolved. But then in the 80s, I'm not sure how it happened, maybe because Reagan was such a dork. But the idea of willful ignorance really took hold in this country, and it's in full flower right now. So, I hope people get educated, too. That's only going to come, though, from individual effort. There's nobody out here who's going to educate us. We have to do it ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Organizing. And then I'm just picturing, somebody just driving on the road. They got their Sirius on or just... maybe Air America's new in their town, and they're just catching it right now.
Yeah.
Listen to this left-wing radio, look up the facts, and look up what Rush Limbaugh says, and, baby Jesus, look up what those guys say, and you're going to find out who's telling the truth, who's lying. Just
okay.
Do it.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. All right, Dave, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for checking in. You take care.
Okay.
Or I should say Jamie. Dave is calling from Kentucky. Dave, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
I just started picking you up just a few nights ago. I've been driving semi for 19 years right now. And I've been listening to your program. I agree with some of what you're saying and some I don't agree with. But you said that America's been ignorant the last few years?
Yeah.
Since Reagan?
Yeah, I think it started in the Reagan years. Willful ignorance where people just don't want to get involved, don't want to hear what's going on, don't want to try to make things better. A kind of an attitude of me first, screw you, buddy. This is what I'm going to do. I don't care. Yada, yada, yada.
I'm losing you, Mike. I'm getting in a bad area down here. I'll try to call back later.
All right. Thanks, Dave. What did he say, Kathy? His battery was going dead? Oh, bad area. Okay, must be bad road. Jerry is calling from Oregon. Jerry or Oregon. Jerry, welcome. No, we're out of time. Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry. Damn, I wasn't paying attention once again. We'll get to you a later night. Jerry and Jim and Darren and the folks we didn't get to tonight. I do apologize, but that's just the way it goes in radio, right? Don't forget, next Wednesday night, nothing but freepers on the program. Ha, ha, ha. In the meantime, take care of yourself. I'll see you tomorrow night. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
These religious fanatics, they're a cancer in this culture. They're a cancer that is going to pull the country down with them in their simplicity, in their narrow-mindedness, in their fear of progress, in their repression. And they play the role of the victim, which is the most